Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Blake Proud!
And Kirsty and Dan. For breakfast! Hello!
I feel like that was a very Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, it is a bit Super Bowl-esque, isn't it?
It did fit in with the theme.
Yeah? Very How's much. It going, buddy?
I'm good. I'm really good.
Good!
Did you have a good Valentine's Day and a good Super Bowl day?
When was Valentine's Day?
Yesterday.
Oh, no.
Barumba.
No, we gave Valentine's Day a miss this year.
Did you?
It's all about the baby this year. So my birthday got skipped. My birthday on Sunday.
Well, we know it's your birthday. Yeah. Right? Happy birthday, okay?
All right, yep. You can, if anyone's listening, you can make cash deposits straight to my bank account.
I'll just send me how much you're planning to put in, and I'll send you the bank details.
We'll sort you out. We'll sort you out, guys.
But no, it's been all about the baby lately, so yeah.
Good. Yep. So and everything's well?
Going well.
Ella's kicking goals?
Kicking goals, yep.
Beautiful.
Well, I hope not, because she's supposed to be resting, because she's getting close, isn't she?
Yeah, she's close, yeah.
Sometimes it gets to a point where it's like, all right, walk up every set of stairs.
Yes.
Let's get this thing going.
You've got to keep moving. You can't stop moving.
No.
Easy to say that as the non-pregnant dad.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. When you've got your swollen ankles and you're just tired and you're just heavy and...
Do you feel like you need
to go to the toilet all the time because the baby's head's like pressing on your bladder? Do you want any more? Do you want any more information?
Have you ever had a cold butt?
The man flu? Do you know what the man flu is?
Do you know what the man flu is? Do you know that man flu, that the flu actually statistically and scientifically speaking affects men worse than women? It's a good time.
Well, anyway, you were saying it was about the baby and stuff, but what have you brought in for today? And
oh, hang on. We know what Leon's brought in. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Blake. It doesn't even have a candle. Happy birthday to you. And now
we'll
look.
Just do an audio blowout.
Yeah. There you go. Now, Blake, we know you're a chef, a culinary kind of expert, but there's nothing that beats the supermarket. Chocolate mud cake.
You just can't replicate it.
I've tried it.
I've tried.
It's so good.
It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible.
Oh, it's the best. But you know what else sounds really good and smells really good?
Oh, what you've brought in.
What you've brought in.
Yes. Yeah, so the smells are mixing now, so I'm confused.
Okay. What,
which one do we have? You know, do we mix it together? Make a little cake?
Well, we'll eat a bit of cake during the break. Yep. But look, this is something to do with... You had something on the weekend?
Yeah, so we had our baby shower on the weekend.
Nice.
And we go big with our parties and celebrations.
Love
so
it.
We didn't just have a few people there. There was about 65, 70 odd people. So
yeah. We're sorry we couldn't make it.
Yeah.
That's all right. Next time.
Kirsty and I both had something on.
Yeah, we'll be busy.
Leon
wasn't
invited.
Everyone else in Perth was there anyway. So.
Bet you Basil was there.
So this is a dish we made. So we just wanted to cater for mass amounts of people and make life as easy as possible so we could focus on the guests and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So this is a really simple 5-ingredient recipe that was an absolute hit.
Ooh.
So this just walked out the door. Good. Everyone wanted more.
Well, you know what? I think this is probably one of my husband's favourite dishes that I very rarely make. Because
well,
I just
change.
Go, I know, well, She's I'm interested... Freaking. To know how you make it, because it looks fantastic.
Tell us what it is, and then we'll go to a song, and you can come back and tell us how you do it.
It's chicken, but we have to have a separate discussion. It's satay or satay. That's another discussion. Chicken satay.
Satay. No, it's definitely
satay. I call it satay.
I call it satay.
Or sat?
Satay.
I call it satay.
Satay.
Like Saturday. Chicken Saturday.
Okay.
All right. If anyone wants to be involved in this, let us know. 0429 985 985. We'll be back. Satay.
Satay. You were on 98.5. No, you're on 98.5. Well, no, we are as well. But anyway, Blake Proud's here. Hey,
we're
Blake.
Back with chicken satay.
Satay.
I think
satay.
Satay.
I'm going to say the votes are pretty mixed. But I'm just going to take an executive here and say satay.
Yes.
I feel like if anyone knows where satay originated from, I would say probably sa would be a sound they would use, not sat. Anyway, let's talk about what's in it.
Well, I just remember from Singapore back in the old days, you know, there's a satay club and it was always called satay. But
this discussion could go on for hours.
We could talk about
days.
This is good content. This is cracking banter.
I could just keep cooking some up and serving it as we discuss.
Oh, my.
That's a great idea.
That sounds like a great
weekend. This looks delicious, and a lot of people love this stuff.
Oh yeah,
they do. Yeah,
and you said you made it over the weekend.
Well, I feel like it's one of those things that it's everyone always reverts to a packet or a jar for chicken satay.
Satay.
Because it's easier.
Yes.
To do.
But is it as nice?
It's definitely not as nice. And this recipe, I'm not sure if this exists. I'm pretty sure I just completely made this up.
Oh, right. Okay.
Tell us. So this I'm going to eat it while you tell us.
Now, I'd like to know too, with the chicken, do you marinate the chicken at all?
Yes, 100%.
Ah, okay. Yep. This is interesting.
So it gets it nice and tender. If you marinate it overnight, it just makes it really soft and
also,
it kind of falls apart.
Can I say A+ for serving it with, what's this stuff called again?
Coriander.
Coriander. I love coriander.
Me too. Love it.
People who don't like coriander, I don't trust you.
Yeah, true. It's a fact. Okay. You have to like it. It's all about having a very nice palate. Sophisticated palate
that
enjoys coriander.
Is dynamite. All right, tell us how you did that.
All right,
so I wanted to keep it really clean. My niece can't have dairy or soy. So it's 400 mils of coconut cream. So
okay.
It's one can. Oh, give it a good shake.
Coconut cream.
Big tablespoons
of
peanut butter.
Is that fairly healthy, coconut cream?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So with anything coconut, like coconut oil and cream, don't look at the star rating because it always gives it one star because it's so high in fat. They're really good fats.
It's good fat.
Don't be scared. Yep.
So that's what I should be all about now that I'm a fit boy. Okay, got it. Okay.
One big garlic clove, one tablespoon of tamari, which is like soy sauce, but it's not made out of soy.
Oh.
Yes, isn't that interesting?
And it's really good. It tastes almost exactly the
same. I thought it was just a salt-reduced one, but it's totally different.
Totally different, but tastes very similar.
Oh, that is good,
and
Blake.
And one teaspoon of curry powder. You just whip that together in a blender. Put a little bit aside because you want to keep some as a dipping sauce.
Yep.
And then marinate the chicken overnight.
And then you marinate
it
in the sauce that then you serve it with. Cool.
And then you grill it over some coals or on the barbecue.
Oh.
And then when you serve it, you've got a little bit of extra sauce there to dip it in. So
oh, my goodness.
That is a very
tasty satay.
And that's a good level of kick too. It's very it's enough that you go, oh, I'm alive.
You're
but
alive.
Not enough that you go,
you're alive.
Oh, I need some
water. That's the curry powder. So you can just tone the curry powder down a little bit. So half a teaspoon to a teaspoon.
So you're talking about like the Indian curries, the ones you get in a little can or whatever.
Yep, that's it.
Well, I like this because it doesn't overpower the peanut. Because sometimes you have
the peanut butter.
It's like satay should taste like peanuts. Yep. It should be really nutty. And sometimes they're a little bit too more curry.
Ella demanded a heavy amount of peanut butter. She was watching me do it. I was like,
good
two
girl,
tablespoons.
Ella.
She's like
nah,
four,
three.
Buddy.
Yeah. She's like, put the whole container in, please.
Double it. You know what? Put the curry powder in the peanut butter jar and just stir it up. Oh, it's so good.
That is very simple.
Super simple.
And really tasty.
Yep. And if you get little tenderloins and then just pop a little skewer through there, then you got a little handle. So that's what we had on the weekend. Just we had about 100 little.
And what did you put it on? You did it on a barbecue or you did it on a grill plate?
We did them on a barbecue, yep. And just served them around. Just walked around the party with a little dipping sauce.
Damn.
Yeah. They went off.
Two quick questions.
Yes.
Mm. One, do you do something special to your skewers so they don't burn?
Yes. You soak them in water for about 5 to 10 minutes beforehand.
Bang.
Yep.
Two, how long do you reckon it took all up to make that?
Oh, like 60 seconds.
Amazing.
60 seconds overnight in the fridge.
Tracy said there was something, 3 tablespoons of something after the coconut cream. Is that the tamari or the...
So 3 tablespoons of peanut butter.
Peanut butter, Tracy.
Peanut butter.
Oh, that's right. That's when Dan was talking over the top of me. Yeah.
Boom!
So this is the Brekkie show with Kirstie and Dan, not a Brekkie with Kirstie and Blake, buddy. All right? Just remember.
Hey. He's allowed to. It's his birthday.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Right? It is true. All right. Well look, we're going to have some more chicken satay and some chocolate mudder cake. And it's going to be a delightful breakfast for everyone. Blake, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Hey, anytime.
And look, if you do want the recipe, we will put it up as always. A pleasure, Blake.
Love being here.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.